David Wood escaped from the Hamilton Aged and Infirm Center just after 8 o'clock Monday morning. And the South Central Business District held a candidate forum last night. Voters got the chance to meet candidates for the Montgomery County School Board, the Alabama Senate seat for District 26, as well as candidates for Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram Truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram Truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram Truck, Chrysler, Dodger, Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
Mr. Sandman. This is David, and the news Central Alabama has been anxiously awaiting is finally here. Mr. Sandman Mattress is back in their longtime store on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. Yes, we are open just in time to have a sale so big we can only do it once a year. Mr. Sandman is having a Memorial Day sale. All mattresses and beds will be on sale, including the largest selection of luxury mattresses ever assembled in Central Alabama. The Bellagio and iComfort lines from Serta. The Property Brothers, as seen on HGTV by Restonic. Scandinavian latex and memory foam sets, Jameson latex and memory foam sets, an amazing lineup from Sutherland, including some copper-infused sets, pure Towerlay Bliss latex sets, and they all work on our power-adjustable bases. But don't fret, budget shoppers. Our selection of really nice, inexpensive sets is still the best around. No-interest financing is available. Millbrook on Highway 14, across from Dollar General, and on the Atlanta Highway, across from the DQ in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
Homelessness is becoming a bigger issue in our community, and there's never been a better time to lend a hand to those who need it most. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, and Lewis Lawn Equipment, to collect donations to benefit the Friendship Mission, an organization that offers healing and progress for the homeless. Drop-off items such as toiletries, cleaning products, laundry detergent, clothes, and canned goods to one of our sponsors. Participating in our Friendship Mission donation drive helps men, women, and children change their lives and achieve independence. The Friendship Mission donation drive from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, Lewis Lawn Equipment, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location tomorrow at Capital Hyundai on Eastern Boulevard from 11:30 to 1.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County and the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
President Trump is one appointment away from a conservative Supreme Court majority, and the court needs conservative state court rulings to overturn bad liberal decisions. That's why your vote for Tom Parker for Chief Justice is so important. Tom Parker is a strong conservative and nationally recognized constitutional scholar. Parker will lead the Supreme Court aggressively in fighting for our liberties and our constitutional rights. Just as Tom Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, George Soros wants payback, and Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Tom Parker stands up for Alabama and will beat Soros, just as he beat the SPLC. On our side, fighting for us, Tom Parker, Chief Justice. Fair, balanced, unafraid.
This is Justice Tom Parker. Thank you for your support. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. And first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. That is a great gift. Also, we have, we're doing a drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value, and that can be open to any caller that calls into the show. To call into the show, say something, and then say, can I put you, will you put me, my name in there? And I'll go, absolutely. Also, I have Vicki Bonner Ward, who's going to be coming in, who's candidate for probate judge. She's coming in at 2:30 today. I think you want to hear her. Let's do this. Let me go back in and kind of pick up some of these things here. Let's start with Catherine Herridge on reviewing the documents and special counsel resolution that was going to be brought up, I think, today.
According to this draft of the House resolution obtained by Fox News, Republican lawmakers are calling for a second special counsel to investigate a broad range of allegations against the Justice Department and FBI spanning a three-year period to include the Clinton email investigation, the alleged government surveillance abuse, as well as how and why the Russia investigation began into the Trump campaign. The draft resolution reads in part, quote, there's an urgent need for the appointment of a second special counsel in light of evidence that raises critical concerns about decision, activities, and inherent bias displayed at the highest level of the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. At a news conference scheduled for an hour from now, we expect to hear from at least four Republican lawmakers who support the appointment of a second special counsel, including Congressman Zeldin, Meadows, Jordan, Gates, and DeSantis, who spoke with Fox earlier today.
I don't think that the Justice Department's going to be able to investigate themselves. I think that they've resisted our inquiries here in Congress for long enough, and so it's time that we did have a special counsel.
And many of the same Republicans want all records related to the Justice Department's watchdog investigation into the Clinton email case declassified as soon as possible, Eric.
Okay, so that's supposed to be going on today. We've got Zeldin, who some clips from him. So they're really starting to move with this thing. Now, will it pass? It can possibly pass the House. The question is, will it pass the Senate if it's telegraphed there because of good old Chuckie Schumer slowing things down? So now she's going to be talking about, this is Catherine Herridge, reviewing the docs and the fact that Kelly is involved.
What's the status of the White House meeting later this week with John Kelly and others on these allegations?
In a statement, the White House press secretary said there's an agreement for the president's chief of staff, John Kelly, to immediately bring together law enforcement and intelligence agencies with congressional leaders so that lawmakers can view the highly classified records they requested long ago. Meantime, the vice president told Fox's Martha McCallum the administration simply wants clarity and closure.
The president, I think, is grateful that the Department of Justice is going to have the inspector general look into it and determine and ensure that there was no surveillance done for political purposes against our campaign.
So source close to the matter tells Fox News that the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees, Devin Nunes, and Trey Gowdy want a discrete set of records, about 200, related to an intelligence source and whether that source's work was used in the Russia case or to obtain surveillance warrants on Carter Page, a Trump campaign aide. On the Senate floor yesterday, the minority leader said the president's call for a parallel investigation set a bad precedent.
President Trump seems to have the terribly misguided view that the Department of Justice is there to protect his political interests and prosecute his enemies.
Sources familiar with the discussions told Fox lawmakers are waiting to learn more details about the proposed meeting, the timing, and whether all records requested by Congress, including those related to that alleged FBI informant, will be accessible at that time.
Okay, so she mentioned in that report Congressman Zeldin. And so Congressman Zeldin then is in the kind of split shift in the second part of the American newsroom and did an interview, which I thought was interesting. Now, this is kind of the setup, talking about the resolution and all the different things that are happening. And you're going to hear Paul Ryan. Now, Joe Scarborough just jumped all over Paul Ryan, as did Brennan, Ryan M. McConnell. And listen to Paul Ryan and how forceful he is on this, talking about the need to get those documents and have an investigation.
I think they had a meeting to kind of clarify all of that. I think, number one, having the IG report is very important, and giving the IG the latitude to take the investigation where it needs to go. Having the U.S. attorney from Utah attached to the IG to give them the kind of tools they need to go after any abuses is important. And what matters to us is the Article I branch of government conducting oversight of the executive branch is that we do get these document requests honored. Look, FISA abuse is a serious issue. We, the people, the Congress, have given the executive branch a lot of power in this very important law. And it's really important that we conduct the proper oversight of the executive branch to make sure that that power is not, or has not, or will not be abused.
And that's House Speaker Paul Ryan, of course, talking about some of the allegations and outrage over that alleged informant and the FISA allegations of abuse during the presidential campaign. This comes as there's a second push on Capitol Hill today to try and address that, to investigate those allegations at the Department of Justice and the FBI during the 2016 race, including both the Russian investigation and the Trump campaign and the Hillary email investigation.
Okay, so FISA warrant, Clinton, handling of the Clinton thing, those two things I believe are in the IG's report. I believe the IG is either is going to be in this report that we're going to see, or part of it's going to be in it, but he's still investigating the other thing. Here's another part of it. The IG has been turned over to investigate this on the FBI and the use of informants and such. Will this delay anything that's about to come out? I don't know the answer to that, but sort of the thinking about it, would this kind of slow things down? I felt that the reason he didn't do the May 9th or 8th interview with Congress is because he did not want to be asked questions about something that was an ongoing investigation. Then it got delayed a couple of weeks, and I think we're going to see something by this Friday, certainly something by Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I think that would be interesting to do it that way. I would actually prefer to see it Tuesday, Wednesday of next week versus right before the Memorial Day weekend. You would, a lot more eyes would be on target if that were the case. Okay, so now this is Congressman Zeldin and what they're trying to do.
Letter joins us now. He is New York Republican Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin of the 1st District here in New York. Congressman Zeldin, here's the there's a resolution. You got a lot in here. I mean, there is the Hillary email probe. How did the investigation into the server end? You've got the alleged FISA abuses, as well as how did the Mueller investigation start? What concerns you the most?
Well, as we could see throughout 12 pages of some of the highlights, there are countless and mounting evidence, countless cases where you see people at the highest levels of the DOJ and FBI allowing their personal biases to overwhelm their objectivity, their better judgment in performing their duties. There are a lot of people all throughout the ranks of the Justice Department who are patriotic Americans. They take their oath seriously. They do their jobs responsibly. They love our country and our rule of law. But as we saw with regards to the manner in which the Hillary Clinton email probe ended, The way that the Trump-Russia probe began was continued, expanded, became a special counsel probe, as well as all the FISA abuse that took place in the process. There are many members of Congress and people watching the show all across America who have serious problems with that, especially as we're watching investigations into trying to prove that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, even though there's no evidence of it. There's no evidence that Donald Trump committed a crime to be elected, yet we have all of this evidence of all this misconduct at the highest levels of the DOJ and FBI, and that's not being, not just are we not getting the transparency for it, but we're not getting the accountability for it. And that's why we have the press conference coming up and this resolution getting introduced today.
So that's Congressman Zeldin. They seem to be very focused on this, and I like that. Now he's going to be talking about Clovis. Clovis is a guy that if you watch much Fox News, he was an inside campaign person, and he was going in during the transition and during the campaign and basically acting like a spokesperson on operational type things. Big guy, I think he's from Illinois, if I'm not mistaken. But he makes a comment about what he thinks has happened here. Let's listen in.
You know, someone who's speaking out about that is Sam Clovis. Clovis, you may recall, was a former Trump foreign affairs advisor and official with the administration. And man, oh man, he has tough words over this these allegations. He calls the FBI actions dangerous and nefarious. He spoke with the WHO radio Iowa's Simon Conway show. I'm going to play you a soundbite of Mr. Clovis, who believes this Fourth Amendment rights were violated by the very people who are sworn to uphold the Constitution of this country. Take a listen to Mr. Clovis.
So we've yet to see any indication of any probable cause associated with any criminal investigation and who, in fact, was the target. This, to me, appears to have been a deliberate effort, a deliberate and intentional effort on the part of the leadership of the FBI to create something that did not exist. And that is exactly what this looks like. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we're going to find out.
Do you concur with that, or do you think that the FBI was legitimately looking into potential Russian intrusion in the Trump campaign?
I completely agree with that clip you just played. And you had a weaponization of the tools provided to the Justice Department. I believe in equal scales of justice, regardless of your last name, regardless of your political affiliation, especially when you're at the highest levels of the DOJ and FBI. But it is clear as day. I mean, you just look at some of the text messages that have been released, some of the contradictions that have been provided with regards to testimony before Congress. The tarmac meeting that took place between A.G. Lynch and the former president, and right after that, all of a sudden, email probe goes away. There are 12 pages worth of information inside of this resolution, and what my concern is that there was a weaponization of those tools that were entrusted to these people at the highest levels.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. It's been a long time coming, and I know
change is gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. So I don't know what's up there, baby, beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community, because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker, P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, 3 boys, and 5 grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
I must have been through.
Okay, let's go to our good friend Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How's the weather where you are?
Cloudy.
Let me tell you something. It rained like crazy about 15 minutes ago. We had a huge cell pass right over us.
Yeah, that happened to me early this morning in Birmingham. Yesterday around 3 o'clock in Clint, it happened, and I just went through it in Birmingham again just a little while ago, but it isn't very large, but it sure is small and terrible to go through.
Yep.
Heavy rain.
Yep.
Dan,
yes,
now, this is just a theory. I have no facts to back this up or anything, but I know everybody's watching what's going on and everything in Washington. What is the chances that Trump is keeping Rosenstein where he is, and this is all being set up to where he is going to be the one that's going to be handed all this stuff to go after all his buddies and prosecute all his buddies, and then at that point, the reaction stuff the attorney general gets from him once he, we're saying this happens and they send it to him. Seeing his response of wanting the grand jury or not, it seems like to me like they're all being set up by the Trump administration and don't know it. And I think that that's quite shocking to me that if in fact that has happened, that either they blatantly just don't care or they just don't see it.
Okay, I'm a little confused here. You're talking about Rosenstein, and you said his buddies. Who are you talking about? The leadership that isn't around any longer at the FBI and DOJ that are being scrutinized? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, Comey, and I think it's five or six of them, and all these investigations.
No, it's like 13 of them.
Yeah, that keep popping up, all our same names. And I think that what is happening is that all this is being set up to where this is going to come down to be indictment, but the Attorney General can't really move the indictment. So therefore, it had to be handed off at some point. And when it's handed off, I'm thinking that all of them are in the target list, and one of them majorly is going to be set up to handle all the prosecutions of the others. And that's also going to be another setup by the Trump administration to expose even more of what's going on, and to clarify to dot all the dots and T's cross all the T's on this thing. Now, the one thing I know I move ahead of things sometimes, but I'm thinking this is not the first time that these guys done it. They are too comfortable with doing it. They too assured of that they think they're going to be successful at this. It seems like they're very comfortable with it. To me, this is my own personal opinion, but I think that we may not just hear of these propriety things that happened during this last presidential election. But what is your opinion on that? Do you think that this reaches back through the election of Obama and even further?
No. A couple of things here. One, the IG, in the IG report, what you need to, what I suspect you're going to hear, is the IG is going to make a referral to the DOJ prosecutors and hand them the information, give it to them, and consider it a referral. You remember, he did a referral on McCabe, but we haven't heard anything about that, but I think there's a reason for that. So, You're not going to see an indictment happen until somewhere down the line, and it depends on how much work the IG did. But then that gets into the prosecutor's hands. The prosecutor has FBI agents and all that attached to him, and they start going and getting the information and doing the grand jury stuff. As far as when this happened, I think that it probably dated back to the 2012 election for Obama, but not the 2008 election, because he didn't have the Department of Justice at that time. But knowing Obama and the way he uses information, and he blew up his U.S. Senate opponent by getting a sealed document unsealed. We don't know how he did that, but he got a copy of the guy's divorce papers, and he put it out there that he's going to sex clubs.
Right. I want to ask you one more quick question, and then because I know you was associated with one of our presidents' administration. If, in fact, that Russia, China, or anyone has all of Hillary Clinton's emails, what's the possibility of our now standing president and the government going through those governments and cutting a deal for them to turn them over to the government because they want to see it?
I don't know the answer to that. What I think you're saying is, did somebody hack her email and they copied everything? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Right. When she claimed that they hacked her emails, and we know WikiLeaks had some, and The question, I guess what I'm getting at is, do you think the Trump administration already has these emails?
No. I'm going to suspect that they do not. But okay. But here's another thing, is that did somebody have a copy of it as an insurance policy if Hillary became president?
Right. Well, that's all I got, guys. It's happening, and it's the wheels are coming off.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call, my friend. You drive safe out there.
Y'all too. Thanks.
Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I've raised a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you, whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 361.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today suggesting the planned June summit with Kim Jong-un might be postponed.
We'll see what happens. There are certain conditions that we want, and I think we'll get those conditions. And if we don't, we don't have the meeting.
The president holding White House talks with South Korea's president discussing trade and North Korea. The Department of Homeland Security is asking Congress to get the word out that the agency wants to ensure election security.
At the end of the day, we all share one very important goal, which is that Americans' votes must count, and they must be counted correctly.
DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says her agency provides voluntary cybersecurity reviews for states, but many have expressed no interest in the assistance. A 16-year-old boy facing first-degree murder charges stemming from yesterday's shooting death of a Baltimore County police officer. Three other teens have been taken into custody. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The storms will be hit or miss, but there'll be plenty to go around the next couple of days. Today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, and a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight around 68, and then tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, and still a better-than-normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon and evening. Thursday and Friday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around both days. The number of showers and storms will actually increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our weather app. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Oops. Okay, boys and girls, got a guest in the studio. Candidate for probate judge, Elmore County, the one and only Vicki Bonner Ward. Vicki, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
I am so thrilled to be here.
It is great to have you on, and full disclosure, I've known Vicki for quite a while. She's been a big listener to the show.
Yes.
Very plugged in. She'll send me information every once in a while. I'll get these texts that kind of straighten me out.
That's right.
Particularly if there are things going on in Elmore County. Now, you're running for probate judge. Tell the audience first a little bit about yourself.
Well, it just depends on what it is you want to know. I grew up in Millbrook, Alabama. My father was a Marine. He's still living. He's 87 years old.
Wow,
very active.
Head, huh?
And my mother is still living as well. She still lives in the house in Millbrook. But
you come from some good genes, though.
Oh yes, I like I said, I grew up in Millbrook. Started in the second grade there. My kids, I have three daughters and six grandkids.
Man,
and one angel. So that's what I have. And I'm married. And Ronnie, my husband, and I have to tell you this, very interesting. We dated for 15 years, and we've been married for 10.
Wow. Yes. Well, he wouldn't pop the question, huh?
Well, neither one of us really kind of wanted it, but then we decided it was time.
That's interesting.
Well, it's been 15 years, so why not?
That's right.
Really, I like that. What do you do currently?
I am currently, now get ready for this, I am the coordinator for the Judicial Volunteer Program for Elmore County. I do district civil and small claims mediation, and I do the Juvenile Conference Committee, which is for nonviolent first offenders.
So you set up the arbitration?
The mediation.
The mediation?
The mediation is set up through the district court, through the dockets. In fact, we had mediation this morning, and I was in the middle of a mediation, and I had another appointment I had to go to, so I had to get up and call in another one of our mediators to get him to finish. So the mediation program is really good because it gives the individuals, the citizens of Elmore County, a chance to somewhat not really try their case, but come to some kind of understanding,
right,
for it not to go to the judge, because the judge really wants you to settle it yourself or
right,
resolve it yourself.
And not get into expensive court costs.
Well, that is correct, and it saves the court a lot of time.
Now, you're running for probate judge in Elmore County.
Yes, sir.
Why do you feel that you're uniquely qualified for it?
I am there to serve the citizens, and I have been serving the citizens for Elmore County for the last 15 years in the respect that I started as a mediator, volunteer mediator with the program, and I was a volunteer on the Juvenile Conference Committee for the Millbrook panel, and then I got a call from Judge Culberson asking me to take the position full-time, and I took that position, and I've been doing it I write it 11 years. I have a lot of patience with a lot of people. When you start sitting down and you're dealing with children and parents, you have to have a lot of patience. And I feel like being in the probate office, you're going to have a lot of patience with people in the types of areas that they deal with as well.
What are some things that are you would improve in the probate office for Elmore County? What are the things that are kind of lacking right now?
Right now, I would improve the website. The website.
Okay.
I think you should be able to go on the website and get information that you need to know.
Such as?
What kind of documents that you need to have when you need to file maybe a name change. Mm-hmm. You should be able to download those documents and be able to fill them out and take them to the courthouse and file those. And just general information that you cannot get at this particular time.
We're real big on digitizing government.
That's exactly right. I am all in favor of it. If it's public information, I think you should know about it.
When you look at the budget for the probate office, does it have room in the budget to do that at the level that you would like to do?
I think there, in fact, I think Judge Enslin has just come out last week and saying that he is going to start filing probate documents online and stuff like that. I mean, the office, AOC, which does this, which does that stuff that I do, is everything is already filed electronically. Everything needs to start moving in that direction because that's the way it's going to move.
With probate for a county, and you have so many cities that are around the county, how many probate offices are there?
There is, at this particular time, there's one main office that is in, I call it the old courthouse, which is the commission building, because that's where the commission annex, I mean, the building is, and that's where they meet. But then they have an annex in Millbrook, and they also have a split one in the Tallapoosa County area in Tallahassee. Some days they're for Tallahassee or Elmore County, and sometimes they're for Tallapoosa County residents as well.
So when somebody's in the eclectic, where do they go?
They would go to one in Tallahassee. They could go to either one of them. I mean, any of them would service them.
That's something that's always, the way Elmore County is laid out with the so many small towns, but
yes,
then little communities that are there, I've always wondered how that would, because it's very different than Autauga County.
Well, it is different, and now that you mention Autauga County, dealing with the Juvenile Conference Committee, and we have, like I said, I didn't finish talking about that. We have three panels in Elmore County. We have one in Tallahassee, we have one in Wetumpkin, we have one in Millbrook. But talking about Autauga and Millbrook, they're so close together, Autauga and Elmore, I should say, that when a person goes over to Bass Pro Shop and they somewhat kind of like put something in their pocket and walk out with it, in other words, they steal, and they end up in court over in Elmore County, they cannot understand why they're in Elmore County.
Right, because they don't know where the county line is.
They have no clue as to where the county line is. So we have all that area over there. Elmore County is a big county.
Oh, yeah.
People don't understand.
Yeah, and it's not a synergy county where, you know, Prattville is Autauga County. You've got
right.
Autaugaville and some other things, but
right.
you don't have, you got Wetumpka, Tallahassee, and all these other smaller communities that are there. What happens with your current job if you win this election?
I cannot keep my current job. Someone else will have to take over, and I do not know who that will be.
Interesting. So modernizing and using Internet is one thing that you would like to do to improve the probate office. What are some other things?
I want to be accessible to the people that live in Elmore County. If you've got a problem, I want you to feel at ease and able to come and talk to me,
mm-hmm.
You know, one-on-one, to sit down at the table and, you know, see if we can't find an answer to your problem. And if you've got some issues, let's try to find the correct way to handle that.
When I say this, I'm not going to be speaking of Elmore County. I am going to be speaking of another county. It always amazes me when I go into the probate office. It's like I'm living in a 33 RPM world, and I'm a 78 kind of guy. For you old people, you know what that means. But it's like it's slow motion, and nobody seems to be in a hurry. And it's kind of like, you know, if I do this fast, then I'm going to have to do more of it type thing. What would you do to inspire your employees to really be service and quick?
Well, you know, you asked that question, and I don't know if you've ever been in Elmore County Probate Office. You said yes, no?
I have.
You have? The ones that I go to and go into the main probate office, I don't have a problem with them. I mean, they're always there, and they're just very efficient in what they do. So I don't know who it is that you were speaking
to. I was speaking of another county. That's why I purposely said Elmore County. But I did go in to go get some voting records and some returns, and in Elmore County, that particular day seemed kind of slow. It was during the lunch.
And I think I remember you contacting me to get that information.
Yep.
Yes.
That's exactly. You do remember that.
I do.
Ta-dum, boom. See, we work together on these things. Going deeper into the probate office, so you're satisfied with the current staffing, the number of staff, and the type of staff that you have?
Right now, you know, I think you're going to have to get in there and look at it. The reason... Becoming automated, you don't know exactly what all you need and what you've got to have and what kind of expertise that you're going to have in order to do that. I think that there's a lot going on that is going to be happening in the next couple of years. And I know that I had spoken with John Merrill several meetings ago or whatever, and the elections and everything are going to come up, and they're not going to come through the counties anymore. They're going to have them where they just go straight to the Secretary of State's office. So that's going to be real interesting to see how that works. You know, used to come in and you load the stuff on and they'd count the numbers and then you would send it to the Secretary of State's office. But now I believe he told me that they were going to go from point A to point B and there's not going to be, or point A to point C and there's not going to be a B there. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying. I've never heard that, and I'm not sure how they do that, because the person who's in charge of the election is you.
Right, and I'm not real sure as to how that's going to happen either, but that's what he was explaining. That might be what he's looking at doing, so we'll see.
I don't see, because how does somebody in Madison County get the voting election time returned to Montgomery?
I don't know.
Do they get in their horse and...
I don't
Muggy.
Know, but it's going to be interesting to see, because, you know, electronics is everything is just like digitized is very good these days, and it goes straight from one point to the other.
We have a great election process in Alabama.
Right.
We should be very proud of it, because we have paper backup. And these places that don't have paper backup,
correct,
they are just asking for trouble. Tell the audience some of the things that the probate office in Elmore County does.
Well, first of all, the probate office, and a lot of people don't really realize that they wear two different hats. They wear an administrative type hat and they wear a judicial type hat. On the administrative type, you know, you can go in and do a name change. You can go in and do your car tags, your driver's license, things like that. That, you know, when you record something, you have to record it in the probate office. And then on the judicial side, you have adoptions, you have commitment hearings, you have... I'm trying
probating
to
wills.
Wills and trust in estates and conservatorships. And so those are just some of the jobs, different jobs that you have. So they wear two different hats.
Well, and also you're talking about mental health cases and
that
things like
correct.
That. So are you going to change anything that is currently being done in Elmore County to change any of these things? And the reason I ask is mental health, to me, as you hear in the show, is a very important factor that we're seeing because of all this gun violence that's out there.
Well, you're talking about the gun violence and stuff and dealing with the kids. I deal with mental health issues with that as well, because you have kids that are ADHD and you have kids that are bipolar and they're taking medications and they come in with a charge of disorderly conduct. And after talking to the parents and talking to the kids and with the reports that's written up, their parents have not taken them to have their medication changed after 5 or 6 or 7 years. So they need to have that changed. They just don't really know that, you know, when you grow up, your body changes, so you need a different direction or something like that to medication type. The mental health issue is very... close to my heart, because of the fact I have a degree in psychology, and you see individuals that have problems and they don't know to take their medicines, and this is when you end up having issues, and it's a very sad situation. It's extremely sad.
Vicki Bonner Ward, candidate for probate judge, Elmore County, is in the House at 272-9228 if you have a question, comment, or viewpoint. But before I go to this break, I want to remind you of something from Mr. Electric. You know, you need to be prepared for power outages. And so stocking up on essentials is very important. And what you need to do, I'm going to give you a little checklist from Mr. Electric. Have your several flashlights and corresponding batteries ready. Don't necessarily put the battery in the flashlight, because if you leave it there for about 4 months, that baby is going to be dead. Have purchase a power a battery-powered radio so you can keep up with the weather. Buy a car charger for your cell phone. Or get a battery charger that you can plug in items in your home, or get a generator for your home from Mr. Electric. These are just some of the tips that Mr. Electric wants to give you, and you get a value of $50 off service of $200 or more at Mr. Electric. Dan Marsh Show listeners, here's the telephone number to call. Write it down, because you don't want to be in the dark and not have this number in your phone. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black. We're going to be back with Vicki Bonner Ward right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the race for governor, there's only one conservative who's actually doing something to reform Montgomery, like writing legislation to require term limits. Just so happens, it's the same candidate who sponsored a flat tax and a ban on earmarks, once and for all. His name? Bill Hightower, the conservative businessman running for governor. Here's Bill Hightower.
Recycling, it's a good thing, except when it comes to our politicians. So why don't we keep hiring the same career politicians, the same insiders, while expecting a change? I'm Bill Hightower. I'm a businessman. I'm a conservative outsider, and it's time to break the cycle. As your governor, I'll fight for term limits to get Montgomery working for the people, not the insiders. Because changing the direction of our state starts with changing our politicians.
Learn more at BillHightower.com. Paid for by Hightower for Alabama. P.O. Box 91335, Mobile, Alabama, 36691.
Homelessness is becoming a bigger issue in our community, and there's never been a better time to lend a hand to those who need it most. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, and Lewis Lawn Equipment, to collect donations to benefit the Friendship Mission, an organization that offers healing and progress for the homeless. Drop off items such as toiletries, cleaning products, laundry detergent, clothes, and canned goods to one of our sponsors. Participating in our Friendship Mission donation drive helps men, women, and children change their lives and achieve independence. The Friendship Mission donation drive from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Capital Hyundai, Lewis Lawn Equipment, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location tomorrow at Capital Hyundai on Eastern Boulevard from 11:30 to 1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Vicki Bonner Ward in the house, candidate, probate judge, Elmore County. Vicki, and so we have elections, we have probate, we have commitments.
Yes.
Hearings that are there. What other things do? Driver's license, car tags, what else? Or did I cover it all?
It's a broad spectrum, but you pretty much covered about all of it. It's pretty diverse. There's a lot of things that it goes on and a lot of things it doesn't. So
how do people get in contact with your campaign?
You can call me personally on my cell phone. I don't have a problem with somebody calling me. My cell phone number is on the internet under the state executive committee and all that other kind of stuff. It's 312-2730. It's been that for 20 years.
Wow. We had somebody give out the phone number. I said, how do you get in contact with your office? He gave out it's Bill Armistead. He gave out his cell phone number.
I understand. I like Bill. Bill's funny.
Bill's a great guy.
But if people start calling me, then I just won't answer. But anyway, no. If you want to talk to me, I generally talk to folks, individuals.
Accessibility, I think, is a very important factor of government.
It extremely is. I mean, I have heard that from, I cannot tell you the amount of people that they want to be able to come in and sit down and talk to you face-to-face. And it may not be anything, but, my dog got hit by a car or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they just want to talk to somebody that can console them or talk to them or just talk.
Particularly in Elmore County, I think one of the unique beauties of Elmore County is the fact that it is so, the Bill Franklin and people like that, they're so accessible. Right. Randall Houston,
yes.
they're so accessible.
Right.
And you need that in Elmore County. You need that high touch and element of government because it works with you. It's hard to get that here in Montgomery County because it's just too big.
Well, I guess it is. I don't have a problem in getting in touch with any of those people you named. I've got them on my cell phone and call them. So
that is good.
Yes.
So election, you have a primary opponent.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
One opponent?
That's it.
Okay, so if you win on the 5th, then more than likely you will be the next probate judge because I don't think there's a Democrat that could be elected.
No, there is not. Elmore County is one of the most Republican counties in the state of Alabama, and I think several years ago we found out it was like number 9 in the nation.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it was.
Under your tutelage?
Yes. Yes, it was very interesting. It was very interesting.
I like that. Are you going to stay involved in the Republican apparatus?
Hey, listen, we've got to where we are now, and it takes everybody to do what we're needing to do. Just because we're a Republican Party doesn't necessarily think that we go along with what's going on in Washington.
Vicki, tell the audience one more time how to get in contact with your campaign.
You can. I'm going to let you have my, I've got a Facebook page, but I've also got a website. It is Vicki, the number 4probate.com, and my cell phone number is 312-2730.
Vicki, thank you so much for being here today. Good luck with your election. Guys, this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky. Not with Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You know why? Because there's a Tip Tames, there's a David Ingram in your life, and they're going to make it work for you. So thank you for being a part of the Dan Morris Show. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show today.
Good
guys,
show.
Be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Riddell, the great, he's next. Adios.